case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
We've got two special guests in the studio. They are the masterminds behind the maze or the labyrinth, the massive thing that is between the town hall and Maya, Thousand Doors. We've got Keith Courtney and Christian Wagstaff. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, what exactly is Thousand Doors?
Well, it is a labyrinth. You were saying, is it a maze or a labyrinth? We did a show called House of Mirrors, which has been touring around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And A Thousand Doors is a companion piece to that show. And this is a labyrinth of doors and portals.
So what was the idea? Like, how did this come about? Did you do the Mirrors one and go, oh, we should change it up? How did it happen?
Well, the Mirror Maze is more a sort of fascinating, sort of fun experience when Keith and I wanted to create a work that was a little bit more, so it would get under your skin, a little bit more challenging for people. The Mirror Maze is more like a carnival piece, where this is a sculptural work. It's a large scale installation. That's why people have been looking at it for a few weeks during lockdown on Armstrong Street. It's a large scale installation that you walk through, and it's a labyrinth. So that it's a single journey with a few dead ends in it.
Okay.
And it's quite a nostalgic piece. So it's like a rundown old decrepit house that's been forgotten, and it sort of points to the past.
So is the journey exactly the same for everyone going in, or is there different kind of paths people can take?
Well, sort of both, actually. There's a few different journeys you could take physically, but it's also mentally. Like, people experience it in very different ways, and that's what the work's about, is everyone experiences it quite differently. And all the spaces that we've created have been derived from the doors that we've sourced locally around Ballarat or central Victoria. So we started with the doors and then created the interiors as an expansion to that. And each space, I guess, you know, points to certain memories in our minds. But, you know, people walk through and come out going, oh, there was a certain space in there I recall as a child. So it's a very nostalgic work.
Okay. And is there actually a thousand doors in there, or is that just the name of it?
Well, we haven't actually counted them.
Oh, okay. So that could be a fun little challenge for someone who goes to it. Actually put a little counter with them and see how many there is.
It is a metaphor, to be honest. There's all sorts of other parts of the show that represent doorways, and I'll leave it at that, and people can interpret that in their own way.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Now, obviously, with COVID and stuff happening, how has this changed how it runs, or how do people go about going through this?
Sure, definitely hasn't. It's our first presentation in 18 months with COVID. I mean, primarily the thing that we've had to do is heavily restrict the number of people that we're allowed to have in the installation at any one time, but that really provides for a much more beautiful experience.
So how do people go about getting there? Do they have to book? Can they just rock up? What's the go?
Well, we're really encouraging people to book in advance online. So tickets are available online for each half hour. So you can book online through Eventbrite, and all the information there is on visitballarat.com. And the team at Ballarat Council and Bendigo Regional Tourism and all of the local crew, probably the best crew, the riggers that we had from Advanced Cranes, which is a local business, were absolutely the best crew I think we've ever had.
Oh, absolutely. The crew's been incredible.
Well, shout out to them, especially with all the changes with lockdown and stuff. Pending everything going well, how long is this going to be around for?
Well, hopefully until the 24th of October, everything going well.
But the more people that come, we might extend it.
We could extend
it. Oh, okay. We've put the challenge out to Ballarat then.
Well said, Christian.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys. I actually have some tickets to give away next week, so people can listen to the show if they want to win tickets. But if not, head online and book your tickets. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.